One of my very good friends has this saying that she often says to me. She says, jump and the net will find you. And the net found me. And it found me, but then I found myself. So the life that I have now, 10 years on, is very different because I've created it in that way, because I've allowed myself to dream that I can do many different things and I've made them come true.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Alara Sage, the Ecstatic Life Mentor. Do you ever feel like there's just something else you should be doing, something else that you should be creating in your life? Perhaps you sense it. Perhaps you know exactly what that is. We're here to tell you today to help you pursue these dreams, to help you truly believe with all parts of your being that nothing is impossible. And our guest here today, Laura Cruz, is going to help us with this. Laura helps women who are feeling unfulfilled in the corporate life. She helps them to transition into their own business, into a sense of freedom. She does this using practical tips and tools and ways to really apply themselves so that they can reach freedom, fulfillment, joy in their life. I kind of think of Laura as this like dream instigator, dream catalyst. She's here to really help women to create and live their dream. So let's welcome Laura with our hearts. Laura, thank you so much for being here today.
I don't think I've ever had a welcome as lovely as that. So thank you very much.
Yay. Okay. So Laura, tell me a little bit about a personal experience that you've had. Because I know when we were connecting, we were talking about writing your book and, you know, personal experience that you've had where you've really had to own a dream that you've had within yourself and make perhaps what seemed impossible possible.
That's such a great question. And there's so many things I could talk about. But I think one of the things that I do often talk about is my decision to leave my first marriage to pursue the life that I thought would make me truly happy. Now, I will just say that I'm not advocating getting divorced. That's not what I'm saying. But I think that was my first step 10 years ago for me to really explore what I wanted my life to be like and how I would need to change it. I'm really believing that the path that I was taking, the decision that I took, I had three small children. The path that I took, I had to believe that it was going to take me to something better and happier and more fulfilled and more peaceful and more me, more representative of me at the age that I was then and the age that I am now. Even when it would have been much easier to have stayed, it was my dream was, I felt that I didn't actually know what the dream was, but I felt that there was something more in life for me. But in order to get it, I had to release myself from where I was, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I had a similar experience. I also went through a divorce and I too don't advocate for divorce. I don't think that's something that everybody has to go through, but I had to go through it. And I had the same thing. I had a sense, I didn't know what it was, but I had a sense that there was something that I was being asked to create. And I had a very strong intuitive hit, you know, that this was the action I needed to take, even though, you know, my marriage from the outside was seemingly, you know, quote unquote, perfect. What did you feel? Did you have an intuitive hit? Describe that a little bit to us of how that showed up for you.
So I think that I'd spent a number of years, probably 2 or 3 years, mulling over the same question. You know, if I leave, will I regret it? if I stay, will I regret it? And I couldn't answer it. I just couldn't see. I would go around in circles. And then, you know, circumstances kind of happened where it was push came to shove and I had to make a decision. And my decision was, I'm going to go. And I liken it to, it still gives me goosebumps when I think about it, because I liken it to kind of standing on the edge of a cliff and deciding whether to jump or not. And I decided I would jump. And I hoped that what I would go to was, when I say better, I feel that's quite unfair, but better than what I'd left behind. And one of my very good friends has this saying that she often says to me. She says, jump and the net will find you. And the net found me. And it found me, but then I found myself. So the life that I have now, 10 years on, is very different because I've created it in that way. Because I've allowed myself to dream that I can do many different things and I've made them come true. You know, it's just not an abstract dream. It's something that I've worked towards. But I think that was the start of me. I mean, I settled down very young. I met my ex-husband when I was 21 and we were together for a really long time. And I think I didn't really know who I was. Now I'm very clear about who I am as a person, very clear. And I don't compromise that. But I think at the time I just was a bit lost in kind of motherhood and being a wife and not really knowing who I was as an individual, as opposed to being a mum and a wife, etc. So I think that was probably, you know, I've done lots of things in my life. I've had a fantastic life and I've done lots of amazing things. But I probably think that was the first time that I really stood up for myself and stood up for my happiness and my dreams and the happiness of my children and just said, yeah, there needs to be something different here. Even when other people would say, just stay, just keep doing the same because it's safe, it's easy, it's, you know, what's the problem? It's not that bad. Just stay. But it wasn't what I wanted. And I think after doing that, it gave me the confidence to then do other things. Obviously, that's a huge thing, but it gave me the confidence to do other things and to say, okay, if that doesn't feel right or I'm not happy or it's not quite working for me anymore, then maybe I should do something different.
I completely resonate with everything you're saying. Again, I went through the same thing. And that net, I've always said that as well, like you have to jump first and, you know, and just know that the net will indeed catch you. And I'm sure similar to you, I've gone through that so many times in my life and every single time, you know, the net has caught me. And it isn't necessarily like a better version, as you were saying. I feel like it's the more truer version of who we are, right? And who we're really trying to cultivate in this life. And it, to me, it felt like it wasn't so much that my husband was wrong or anything about that was wrong. It was just that I needed to go through that process in order to realize more of myself. And I think that's really, you know, oftentimes it's those experiences, right, of jumping off the cliff is where we learn more of who we truly are and what it feels like to fall and fly and kind of a combination of the two. And so when you are with your work with women, you know, what are you finding? What do you think the main kind of points are, the main belief structures perhaps of why people don't allow themselves to jump?
I think one of the things that I've kind of discovered recently is almost before that question, it's that women don't even allow themselves to believe it could be any different. So it's almost like they haven't even considered that. So it's not that they're ready to jump and they're too scared to jump, although obviously that happens to some people. I think it's that they don't allow their thoughts to wander outside of what they know. And of course we all do that because we know what we know, so we keep knowing what we keep knowing. But I think we get caught on a treadmill of life and we don't expand and look around and say, hey, if this isn't right, maybe I could change that. And, you know, maybe some people listening would think that some of the decisions I've made have been selfish because they've been about me being happy. But I do deserve to be happy. And the women I work with deserve to be happy. We all deserve to be happy. But yeah, I think there's something around not even believing and not even allowing yourself to even believe that there's something different. just keep your head down, keep going till you retire. It's just, that's not living to me. That's just existing. So I think that's part of the issue to start with, is that we don't allow ourselves to dream. And I know this, Alara, because I only found this out recently, because I'm somebody very much like you, who dreams, who looks at stuff, looking for opportunities. Not everybody does, but I was exhibiting. I had a stand at a big show in London, and I was asking, you could win a coaching session with me. And the question I asked to win the coaching session, I just asked, where do you see, what do you want to do with your life in the next 5 years? I thought that was a fairly innocuous question, I thought, this is going to be great for my market research. I'll get some, fantastic data and information, and it will give me some really good kind of customer info. And actually what I got was women panicking when I asked that question. I had it on a QR code, they open it up and they have to put the details in. Absolutely panicking, saying, I don't know. And I said, okay, no problem. And they said, well, I can't enter the giveaway. And I said, no, you can, it's fine. Just write anything you like down. And the number of women who said, no, I can't. I can't, because I don't know what to write. And I said, but whatever you write, I'm not going to come and find you in 5 years and see if you've done it. It's okay. You can write what you like. But it was clear, and it's not a criticism of any of those women at all, but it was clear that they have never even allowed themselves to think outside of what they've got. And I thought it was quite sad. And my wish is that women would see that they can do so much or achieve so much or do different, or sometimes it's do less, not more. Sometimes it's have less, not more. It doesn't matter what it is, but just imagine, allow yourself to imagine you could have whatever it is that you dream of.
Wow. Yeah, I absolutely feel that. And what was coming up as you were saying that is, I had a really wonderful question come into my space one day of, what if you only had a year to live? And what if you only had 6 months to live? And what if you only had 3 months to live? And it's really interesting how it really changes the perspective for us, right? Because a year, is still somewhat, there's some time there. When you start getting down to 6 months or 3 months, there's a, obviously an energy behind it where just nothing matters, nothing that's not really, really important matters, like jobs that don't fulfill us, making money, retirement, all of these things are out the window. And what does it leave? It leaves what's really important to you. So when you think that you've only got 3 months to live or 6 months to live, what would you be doing right here, right now? It's such a powerful activator of what is really important to you and where are you, not looking at that, not acknowledging that because of the day to day. And so it's one of those questions I feel like helps people open their eyes. But I would feel the same way about the question that you just said of, I would think that would kind of open people's eyes as well. So it's just interesting to me. I've experienced a similar thing with you of people just not even realizing that they're really, really unfulfilled and, not alive, right?
Yeah. But I will say, though, that I think I was actually listening to another podcast the other day, and the person on there was saying, I kind of envy people who don't want to do any more than what they've got. And I think sometimes there's a stillness and a peace in being very comfortable with where you are. So I'm not being critical of people who are very happy with their situation and don't wish to change it. If anything, I think that's a marvelous place to be. But if you do want something more or something different, or you want to change something, or you want to try something, then, if you're listening to this, this is your call to say, come on, just explore it. You don't have to commit to it. It's not the end of the world. We could just even dip our toe in thinking about something different. That would be amazing.
And I feel like there's a difference between being fulfilled and content and at peace. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. And being shut down. And, and there's nothing wrong with any state of being from my perspective. Wherever you are is perfect for you. And, people like Laura, you're always here to, bring in more opportunity and more potential, you know, and you're here to show women, hey, this is available. And if you want to go there, I can help you, right? But it's not like, yeah, you're wrong if you're not itching or chomping at the bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, there's nothing wrong with you. It's, you know, like for me, running my own business is amazing because it just gives me all of the things that you talked about in my intro. So, you know, freedom, flow, fulfillment, and fun. It just hits all of those. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to work for themselves, and that's fine too. So, you know, I'm not trying to brainwash people into doing something different, but I'm just saying, you know, hold the mirror up and have a look at what's going on for you and just check how you feel.
Yes. Yes. Because when I look back at, you know, when I was married and then in that life, you know, I had everything I needed, but there wasn't an aliveness. I would have said that I was content. I would have even said that I was happy. But when I compare it to my life now of the aliveness, the lit up energy, the joy that I experience in everything that I do and how fulfilling it really feels, it's radically, radically different. So I think holding a mirror up sometimes to ourselves is really, really beneficial. And like what comes through right now is being really willing to be truthful and raw with ourselves, right? Yeah. Yeah. So when you're working with women, you said it sounds like you're primarily working with women who are in corporate or perhaps in some sort of circumstance that they're feeling unfulfilled and you're helping them to move into entrepreneurship, or are you helping with dreams in general?
I'm helping with entrepreneurship primarily. I'm helping women who want to have those four F's I talked about. They want to have they want to take control of their lives. And I firmly believe that you only have complete control when you work for yourself, because then there's nobody telling you what to do. Nobody tells me what to do. Like this is everything. I don't have to book any time off. My husband and I, because I'm very happily remarried, we were talking about it yesterday because we were saying, you know, he's got holiday days to take from work. And he was talking about how he ends up with loads of holidays to use, because I don't need to book any time off, right? I can just be off whenever. So he used to hold them back so we would have the alignment together. We don't need that. So it's just different. So I help women who want that for themselves. So they don't want to be, you know, if they've got children, they don't want to like be missing out on, you know, time with their children. If they've got, you know, parents to look after, pets, friends, you know, a hobby, something they want to do in the day, that they actually can kind of shape their working life and their life around, you know, around them and what they want to do. I feel like how flow shows up for me is that I don't have work Laura and home Laura. There's Laura. And so, you know, today I've been to a doctor's appointment, I've been to the supermarket, I've had a client in my office, I've, you know, done this, I've, you know, caught up with my mother-in-law. I've done lots of different things, but I'm the same person throughout. So I don't have that kind of strict regimen of a day. And I love it because of that. So that's what I want to help women to be able to achieve. And I know obviously it depends on what their business is and how they can, you know, whether that, you know, not everybody is a coach, of course, but I just want them to have that control and that freedom in their life that you inevitably don't have when you're employed by somebody else.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Obviously, I'm an entrepreneur as well. And I just want to say, you know, one of the things I'm really sensing is it's just that our world is really changing and things like corporations are going to be either just falling down or they're going to be really restructuring. I feel a little bit more truth with the restructuring. And what I'm really sensing is that a lot of people, what's going to happen is we're moving into more of a state of, you could almost say like contractors, you know, 1099s. If you think of things like Fiverr and these online places where you can say, hey, I can do these skills. And then you cast yourself out and people can hire you for those skills. That's where I really see a lot of our evolution going, where people are working for themselves and working in that way of, these are the skills I have to offer, who wants to hire me? Because there is a lot more flexibility there. And it is really in truth to their gifts, their skills, right? Because I feel like Our society often really overlooks like the genius of a person. We're trying to fit them into a particular box, you know, of this job. And really, meanwhile, that person is not blossoming through their own innate intelligence. And when we open up our, you know, our world to, hey, how about you just are a self-contracted, right? And you contract yourself out, you kind of have your own business in that way. We are all experiencing our own financial freedom. We're all experiencing and allowing like our unique gifts to blossom and flourish. And that benefits everybody, right? It doesn't just benefit us. It benefits who we're working for and who we're taking on because, hey, they're getting like absolutely the best version of us. And so I do think oftentimes when we say the word entrepreneur, we think of like people like you and I. However, you know, being an entrepreneur could be, you could be a copywriter and be an entrepreneur, right? And set yourself up where you are putting yourself out there and being hired for jobs. And the amount of freedom and flexibility and really the truth of who you are and really becoming into rhythm with your own natural state is so profound in just really creating the life that we desire.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the world has, you know, since the pandemic, the world has changed anyway in terms of, you know, certainly in the UK, you know, big companies closing their offices because they recognize that people can work from home. So even if you still work for a corporate, there's been a shift there. And it's just, yeah, things are different now, but I completely agree. I think I've got teenagers and I want them to kind of get out into the world and to, you know, play to their strengths and have roles that really excite them and celebrate how amazing they are rather than being kind of trapped in something which doesn't honor that.
Yes. And so when you're working with women, are you helping them to like realize their genius or kind of helping them like what are they good at? How are you working with them?
So I think it depends. I think I have some clients who come to me and they really want some help. So I've just finished working with a particular client who was basically at a kind of crossroads in her life and she was wondering what to do next. And we were really exploring what that would be. And it was really interesting. So when we first started working together, and I know she won't mind me saying this, she was quite manic and she was kind of quite like, yeah, I could do this and do this and really stressed out and quite worried about it. And then about halfway through our 3 months of coaching, we had a real moment where this clarity came to her. And then we spent the rest of the time working on that particular thing, but it was very different to what she'd come in with. It's really interesting because she'd taken the time. And again, if you think about what I said about people not dreaming, we don't take the time to think about what we really want because who does? You just don't, you just crack on. So when you have time with a coach or a mentor and they're holding some space for you to really explore what's going on with you, you know, that coaching conversation is so different to any other conversation you'll have because it's purely about the client. So by, you know, she'd had lots of people in her life saying, you should do this. Why don't you do that? What about that? You should do that. And we had to push all that away and ignore all of that and get really down to what she wanted. And we got there. And that's just amazing. Like she was so lit up by this thing that she's going to do. And it's just amazing. So I work with women like that, but I also work with women who are in the first couple of years of business, who are still facing that kind of lack of confidence, you know, lack of self-belief, worry about visibility. So I'd say I kind of help women as they kind of start and progress in. And then for the first few years, that kind of crucial bit where you're fully invested, but it's a scary time and maybe your confidence takes a bit of a dip.
Yes. And confidence is such a big deal, right? Because when we are an entrepreneur, entrepreneurship is really challenging. It's also, you know, the most fulfilling and the most extraordinary thing you could ever do because of what you realize about yourself, like your capacity, your ability, your capability, like, wow, like, you know, you really put yourself through these challenges that really just show you how much you can actually accomplish. And as we kind of were initially speaking to, there really nothing is impossible, right? But our confidence and our self-worth can really sometimes undermine that. So how do you help women with their confidence? Or do you have a message for women maybe who are listening to this, who maybe are like, oh, I don't know about that with my confidence or lack of self-worth?
So confidence is one of those things, it's a really overused word, isn't it? And it's used quite widely. We generally, you know, when I first started out, I'm going to be a confidence coach, and, you know, but you don't just sit somewhere and say, yeah, I'm feeling confident, just sitting there on, you know, you're confident for something, aren't you? There's something you're going to do and you want to feel confident for that thing. So I think the first thing I'd say is we forget, we think people who we believe to be confident, we think they're confident for everything. Remember, they're probably confident for certain things, and there are things that they will do that they are not as confident about. So that's the thing to remember. We have this belief, if we're feeling less confident, that everybody else around us is absolutely nailing it, and they're not. They absolutely aren't, because we all have moments where our confidence dips. That's just human nature. But I also believe that confidence comes from evidence. So the more that you do something, you try something and it works, and that, oh, that works, that's good. And then you try it again and you keep going. And the more you build that evidence of, you know, you did that thing and you survived it. You know, that one of the big things, I guess, that people really worry about is, certainly in the entrepreneurial world is, you know, going like live on social media, having to like do a podcast interview, public speak, whatever that looks like, and would be really worried about that and how they would come across. And, you know, I just firmly believe that if you start small and start with those baby steps and try things and work and realize that, you know, you didn't actually die when that happened, it was okay and you survived it, and oh, actually you did watch it back and actually you looked all right and what you said was pretty good, and then you'll grow and you'll learn from that. But also remember that when you're learning and growing, you'll also make mistakes and things won't go as well. But that's okay, because you'll learn something from that too. And you'll grow that confidence because you're reminding yourself that you are, you know, of all your great qualities and your experiences, and you'll be, you know, growing in all sorts of areas, and your confidence will grow with that.
I think that's such important advice. I've always had people tell me, you know, that I'm very confident and I'm very courageous. And the truth is that I haven't been, you know, inside. I've had a lot of energy that I've had to deal with of inadequacy. And just as you said, yeah, there were some parts of my life that were very easy for me, but there were other parts of my life that weren't easy for me. And I would have, you know, the voice of inadequacy just reaming on me. And the only thing I could do was continue to, as you said, take those tiny little baby steps towards whatever it was that I was trying to move towards, that the inadequacy was coming in, you know. And it can be really challenging because that voice can be very loud in your ear. And the only way to overcome it, like you said, is to take those steps and say, see, like, look what you just did. And how many times I have used past experiences when that voice is going on and I say to myself, no, let's just center here. Let's look back at what you did then and what happened then and all those times that you've done this, and hey, look how it turned out. Okay, here I go.
Yep. And remember that your inner voice, so mine's called Tom Cruise. Your inner voice, let me tell you that Tom is really mean. He looks in the mirror in the morning. I look in the mirror and Tom says, oh, Laura. I say, Tom, shut it. No, they want to hear it. But your inner voice will speak to you in a manner that you would, well, I hope that you would never speak to somebody else. So your inner voice will say things to you, like really hurtful things. Will like point out your flaws instead of, you know, we all do this. We look at photos of ourselves and we hone in on the one thing that we don't like, whereas somebody else would look at it and say, oh, you look fabulous, or, you know, don't you look happy, or, oh, I love you in that color or whatever. But, you know, our inner critic, our inner voice pulls us to the thing that we don't like, the, you know, the spot on our face or the spare tire around our waist, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, but we're really hypercritical. And our inner voice also reminds us of stuff where we haven't done things particularly well. So will remind us of our mistakes. So what we need to do is retrain our inner voice so that Tom says nice things to me. Tom reminds me of my successes and my ability to be confident and self-assured and to really deliver what I want to deliver. But I say this a lot and I'm not immune to it myself. So I had a client in my office this afternoon and we were talking about something and he said, is a man actually, he said, Laura, when I come here and talk to you, it seems so obvious. And I said, I know, but that's because you're in looking out and I'm out looking in. But I said to him, remember that I can talk a really good game as a coach. So I can say this to you, but I'm not immune to feeling these things in myself. So even though I'm a coach who could help women to do that, I also need my techniques and my mechanisms and my support network to help lift me up when I feel like that. So I go back to what I said before is that, you know, if you watch this or listen to this and imagine that I, you know, I'm confident and strong and I don't ever worry about things. I do. And the other thing is, because you wouldn't know this, I'm very tall. So in heels, I'd be 6 foot. So I'd walk into a room and I look quite like imposing, I guess, because I'm very tall. So people associate, if you're tall, you might be confident. It's a strange thing, but it's just important that we recognize that it's okay not to feel confident, but also you can work on that and build that up.
I think that's wonderful. And yeah, not only is it not okay to feel unconfident, you're most likely just gonna, I mean, if you're pushing yourself, or I actually don't like the word push, if you're inviting yourself to expand, if you're inviting yourself to create your dreams, you're going to hit states of unconfidence, right? You're going to hit states of like, I don't know if I can do this, self-doubt. That's all going to happen. You're going to hit fear. Like, you're going to make mistakes. Like, that's all going to happen. Like, I always know when I'm not inviting myself into expansion is when I'm like, oh, this is so fluid and free. And I love to challenge myself. So I'm always like ready for that next challenge. So yes, if you're going to challenge yourself, if you're going to pursue your dreams, you're going to feel those things. And when you have somebody like Laura, just as she said, whispering in your ear and helping you, you know, having that outside perspective and even that reminder, because sometimes we know this stuff, but I've worked with mentors and they'll say something and I'll be like, I needed that reminder right now.
Yes.
So much, you know, and I do the same thing for my clients. It's why, you know, rock star athletes have coaches, right?
Absolutely.
They're not
absolutely.
Absolutely fucking amazing in themselves, but they need that guidance. They need that support. They need that outside perspective. So yes, 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 yes. We need people like you, Laura, helping women throughout this world.
Well, I was going to say that a very good friend of mine said to me a few years ago, we were talking, it must have been just as I was going out on my own. And my friend said that her boss, who was like formidable, like amazing, said, oh my God, she's amazing. She's got a coach. I mean, can you believe that? And my friend said it with like no irony. And I said, have you ever considered that the reason she's so good is because she does have a coach? So that's innate. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, you know, coaching is such a powerful tool to help you to see all the amazing bits about you, to give you that boost. Then my client was in today. I see him every 2 weeks. He said, I come in here and I get a real boost. And I'm like, yes, I go away feeling because I'm reminded that I'm really good.
Yes, 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 yes. I feel you on that. So Laura, where can people find you?
So they can come and find me on my website, lauracruise.com, Cruise as in Tom, C-R-U-I-S-E. Or you can find me on, you can find me on Instagram. I am at the Dream Transition Mentor. And of course, you can buy my book.
Yay. What's the name of your book?
So my book is called Dream It and Do It. 6 Steps into Your Own Dream Life and Business. And you can get it on Amazon. It's a pink cover. You can't miss it.
Fantastic. Yes, definitely, definitely. Okay. So time for the activation. I always say if you're driving, you can still listen to this. Just obviously don't close your eyes. And or any other activity, running or something like that. But you can come back to it when you're more available. And just a reminder that there's nothing that you have to feel with this, okay? Whatever you experience is absolutely perfect. Trust in your own being. Trust in your wisdom of your body and your own innate intelligence that all of this is happening and all of this is leading you to more of yourself. All right, so let's close our eyes and let's just take some nice deep cleansing breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Cleansing as we're releasing, cleansing as we're letting go, we're drawing in new air, new energy, new light and information, and exhaling, you're letting go of the old. Beautiful. And you're going to drop your awareness down into your pelvis, to all of these women, down into your pelvis. I want you to really feel your pelvis and take your awareness to your womb. This is the center of your creation, my love. Your womb holds the information of you, of what you are here to create in this reality. So let's breathe with our awareness at the womb. And now we're going to start to breathe in the color pink, just like Laura's cover of her book. With each inhalation, you are drawing in the color pink. Whatever pink shows up for you, you are drawing this energy in, and it is beginning to activate. Activating the aliveness within you, activating your womb, activating your creative genius here now. Keep breathing in. Breathing in strongly, really receive that pink light, receive that pink energy. Allow yourself to breathe it all the way down to your womb. Allow yourself to be activated in this space. And as you're exhaling, you're letting go. You're letting go of any tension. You're letting go of any toms in your mind that are speaking to you and having all these negative thoughts. You're letting all of that go here now. Releasing, releasing, releasing. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful. Awareness at your womb as we are activating your genius, my love. There is a part of you that is so alive, that is so lit, that is so joyful, that is so fulfilled, that is so free and fluid in life. There is a you that exists already in this space. We activate her here now. Keep breathing in that pink energy. If you want to, you can place your hands over your womb as you acknowledge this part of yourself. This is your creation, the container of so much creative potential, this beautiful, magical cauldron that turns ethereal energy into physical life. How beautiful, how extravagant, how magnificent is that? Feeling and honoring the power of your womb. Yes, 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 yes. Beautiful. Keep breathing in that pink energy, acknowledging how magnificent you truly are, how you can literally create from nothing into physical life. What else can you create? What else do you desire to create in this life, knowing that it is absolutely possible, knowing that it is absolutely possible? And breathing into your womb. I'm going to bring in some sound. Keep focusing on that womb. Keep focusing on acknowledging and loving it as you're breathing in this pink light. The sound is just going to come in. All you do is keep breathing and allow it to be in your space. As we speak now to the wombs, these codes are coming in to activate the genius of the unique womb that is yours. Ooh. Keep breathing that pink light in. Imagine that you're breathing that pink light into the womb. And you are filling your womb with that pink light. And now with each inhalation, as you're filling your womb with this pink light, it's expanding the energetic sphere of your womb, not your physical womb, but the energetic sphere of your womb is expanding. It's taking up more space. Your creative energy is expanding, 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 even outside of your body, expanding. Keep breathing in that pink light. Yes, yes, trusting in your body, trusting in your ability, my love, to activate your own magnificence, activate your own genius, to cultivate and create your own dreams. You have this power, my love. You have it within you. Trusting that your body knows how, trusting that your innate wisdom knows how. And just three more nice deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, as I want you now to set the intention that you cultivate your dreams at your own time, at your own pace, at your own space. Your dreams, my love, they're absolutely unique to you. Yes, yes, yes. Brilliant and beautiful you are. Brilliant and beautiful you are. Brilliant and beautiful you are. There is nothing that you cannot do, create in your life. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. By the power of three, the divine trinity, it is complete. Aho. You can open your eyes. Laura, my love, so wonderful having you here. And I simply adore the work that you do for women.
Thank you. I've loved being your guest. I definitely think there's a reason we got connected, Alara, I'm sure.
I feel it too. Immediately, I felt it when we connected. I continue to feel it. And so yay for us and this new connection and this new, I always call them love affairs because I love to love on people. And these are always love affairs of coming together. And what can we create, right? You and I together, what can we create? Yay. And always, fellow ecstatics, I invite you to reach out to Laura. It is no joke, you know, to have somebody in your field that is rooting for you. And there's an energetic power that happens when we have a coach. It's like a wave that is just lifting us up and carrying us. And so you, if you are in that point of like, I feel it, I want to start my business, or I've already started it and I just need that wave, then reach out to Laura. Help her to help you to pursue your dreams. Invite her into your space so that you can find that freedom, that flow, and that fun. And be sure to share this episode, the fun. Don't forget the fun, right? Be sure to share this episode with anybody that you feel like maybe needs to hear, like a little birdie on their shoulder, right? Maybe they need to hear this. And be sure to share with as many people as you can so that we can get Laura out into the world so she can help to inspire and activate women in their dreams. And we will see you next time on The Ecstatic Woman. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of The Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.